Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Hallis Hall. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, we're going to look at the offensive line now, and I feel like I'm talking to Julia Child about making a souffle here, given your background with the Bears. The Bears had a revamped line. They only brought back one guy in Roberto Garza. Much improved. How would you assess their play?
It was the play at the end of the season was great. The development of the play was even awesome to watch because there was a media challenge and standards set at the very beginning of training camp when Jordan Mills unseated Jamarcus Webb. And everybody said, oh, this will be a couple-day project, something just to light a fire under a player who needs a little push. No. Jordan Mills, Kyle Long, they held down the right side of this offensive line the entire season. But what a great group of veterans they had the chance to grow from. Jermon Bushrod, great example, left tackle. Matt Slauson, great job of toughness at left guard. Roberto Garza held them all together. So I think it was the perfect mix. Aaron Cromer came in here and immediately set the standard of expectations of every one of you guys, whether you're a veteran or a first-year guy. And that was an important aspect of what you need to do and how you need to work every day on the practice field.
Everybody talks about the importance of cohesiveness on the offensive line. What was the key that allowed them to gel so quickly? Because they were pretty good early in the season as well.
It was the ability for the offensive linemen to sit in meetings and understand the mental aspect of the game. Because the thing about it is you cannot have mental mistakes. Every coach understands that every once in a while you're going to get beat physically. But if you get beat mentally, you can't play on an offensive line. And so I think that's the key ingredient, is understanding the intelligence that it took to make sure that these guys gelled into one cohesive unit. Again, I talk a lot about the terminology for offensive linemen, for quarterbacks, for any offensive player, the difficulty of making sure five fit together, that's a key.
The Bears revamped the line, like I mentioned before, Phil Emery, during the offseason and free agency and the draft. Let me ask you about the two free agents, Bushrod and Slauson. How important was it bringing them in, and how would you assess how they performed on the left side of the line?
You know, they had a lot to do. They did. You know, you had to bring in stability at a certain position. You had to bring stability at an entire group. You had to bring in toughness. You had to bring in durability. And Jermon Bushrod and Slauson were able to do both that. Jermon has been a part of success in his NFL career, so has Matt Slauson. But again, those two being able to control the left side along with Roberto Garza, now the focus can be paid to the right side of the young guys where you have to focus a lot of attention. Jermon Bushrod is a great calming factor to Jordan Mills. He's a great guy for these guys to look in the huddle when times aren't going great because he knows how to absorb them and deflect them. So again, you look at the free agents they brought in, Jermon and Matt Slauson, huge impact on this team. And let's not bring out Evan Britton, because Evan Britton had a lot to do with the offensive line, another free agent, and he fit in everywhere he needed to, including the right tackle position the last game of the year.
You talked a little bit about Jordan Mills. I want to ask you about Kyle Long. This is the guy that only started five games at the Division I college level, came in here, started all 16 games, and performed well with the Bears. What was his key to success, especially with all the inexperience that he brought in?
Willingness and toughness and desire to do it. Mark Bortz, Big Ten defensive lineman, came in here, was a Pro Bowl offensive guard. Your willingness and your desire to do whatever it takes in order to be on the field, that's what Kyle did. Again, his chances were as good as anybody's, but there was a chance they took on him when they drafted him because of his inexperience. His willingness and the desire to work, I think that was proven all year.
The one guy we really haven't talked about because he's been here for a while is Roberto Garza. How important was what he did this season as far as the anchor in the center of the line?
Really important because, again, during the course of a play, you have a chance to make some adjustments, some acknowledgments, and making sure everybody's going in the right position. Roberto Garza first runs to the line of scrimmage and points out the direction and responsibility of the pass protection. But, again, when you need those little hints and clues to that rookie who hasn't been through those experiences before and look at the scenarios you go through with the silent snap counts, Roberto Garza, Matt Slauson, Kyle Long on the inside, they did a really good job of helping each other.
Great evaluation of the offensive line, Tom, and I'd expect nothing less. We're going to look at defensive line next here on ChicagoBears.com.